Honey, be the humanist. Listen closely, yeah. Pretty on the outside, dark from within. Yeah. Consumed by her pride, she hides it with a grin. Yet the tears, they will fall for heart, she fought to win. Label fucking crazy, show she writes with a pen. Get so it? Tired of the gas lights, tired of the fake fights, tired of the fact you beat me down.
What's up? It's your girl Beatrice Harris, aka Honeybee the Humanist. I'm coming at you with another episode of Season 10 Countdown for Cosmic Collision. Forgive my absence. Like I said, shit got crazy, okay? Really freaking crazy. Not gonna get into much detail with that. Just know that finally some things are starting to calm down. So we're gonna get right into the next episode. I hope you enjoy it. And again, please do not take it the wrong way. It is just mere observation and the life that I live dealing with people. Also, if you want to listen to more of my music, look me up on Reverb Nation, YouTube, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify under Honey Bee the Humanist, and look out for my fourth album, Equinox, coming to you soon. But be sure to check out my first three albums, Truth Beholden, The Hidden Pages, and Dark Revelations, before you move on to the fourth album, which the fourth album is going to be a little bit more in depth. If you ever feel some type of way, I guess my music has an effect that should help and should help you marinate on a lot of things. That's why I started doing music again. It's to convey a very powerful message and to try and help empower and mend this broken society that we're in. We are in a very broken society, especially when it comes to men and women. We are in a broken society. And I think all of us need to really just sit back and take the time and think about the quality of life and the quality of yourself as a person. Because the more we become wrapped up in artificial pulchritudes and gender arguments and disagreements, we are completely missing the deepest issue of all, and that we are more in a class war. They are just using a whole bunch of different distractions to take you away from the fact that at the end of the day, the people who have all the money, all the riches, all the assets, they are just getting sick and tired of dealing with us, and all they really want to do is just use us in any way that they can to keep their coffers filled. We have to realize that, people. They don't give a damn whether we live or die unless we have the same net worth or more than them. And you already know that that might not happen. So we're going to get started with the next episode, and it should paint a very clear picture of what pride can do in the worst way. Okay. So, what is pride? We all have it. It can be something worth standing up for, or is it just being proud of ourselves? Or is it something that can truly be the core of our possible demise? I thought of this a good number of times when it came to politics and religion. And at the end of the day, they are not too unfamiliar with each other when it comes to hypocrisy and corruption. From the movement involving Black Lives Matter to the ongoing fight with legal access to abortion, there is a darkness in every good fight that overshadows a better outcome. We also see it in the medical industry, where patients have little to no recourse if the doctor makes a mistake, where they could be severely disabled or in worst cases dead. Even in the best intentions when it comes to food, housing, and other essentials, pride takes center stage when it comes to that. Without even a bomb, we have seen society destroyed by the one thing we didn't even think of. Why do you think I say this? Why do I say this? Let's go over all the situations that could have had a better outcome if it weren't for pride. Let's look at the fact that we have the hospitality industry causing more damage to our housing stock nationwide because a bunch of investors pride themselves on making a huge profit. They know what the cost is, but they don't care about the stressful situations they have placed thousands, if not millions, of families in. One thing that could have helped is if the local and state government protected affordable housing and long-term rentals from hungry, predatory investors to begin with. Food. There's something about self-righteous people that actually angers me. That they don't do their research properly and they just throw something in and hope the masses are dumb enough to believe it. Need I remind you of the saying, studies show that we can get you to do anything if we tell you, because all we have to say is, studies show. Meaning, if you were doing just fine with the way you ate and prepared your meals or your choice of diet, they would disrupt your biological preference because, well, studies show. Then you wonder why your body has gone haywire. Yes. Pride can empower if you know how to do it right. If you take pride in protecting the population from mass depopulation for the sole purpose to enslave a small population, then I applaud you, because you're being prideful on something that is worth fighting for. We must recognize the signs of toxic pride and vanity among our society. So many have been hurt, silenced, and killed because of pride, mostly children. The one who can destroy you is yourself. Never be quick to try and overstep when it comes to others that are battling their own demons. This society is being turned into an engineered dystopia where the few will remain in power unless we stop picking fights with others, especially each other. That's what keeps them in control. Our dark ambitions to be like them, act like them, and dress like them. We want what's best for humanity, but we continue the same damn patterns, same damn elections, just simply falling in line with the collapse of humanity as we know it. When I hear young leaders saying that things need to change, that's good. But can you really change things if you're a part of the side that's responsible for the turmoil? Many who ran for office, whether it's local or the highest level of government, as we know, there was regret when they found out which side they were on. The one who professes to save humanity are the ones planning to destroy humanity. The projects to circumvent the fact that we can thrive without their interference, and it is their pride, their desire to control all, is why we are facing such a dangerous future. The reason why some people just don't want to listen to politics or the farce known as social activism is because it's all the same. It's not likely that change for the better will come because they control all the channels that are supposed to help us regain our sovereignty as citizens of the land. The more we become obsessed with their narrative, the more we lose a part of who we are and what we stand for. This is the harshest lesson that has occurred more than a dozen times in our time and the time before us. So how much damage has to happen before we figure it out? Or are you just too damn proud? Until the next episode, watch the clock and be aware.